9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, okay. 15.
Okay, and the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
40.
69?
70.
99?
100.
And 999 is 1?
199.
Or 1?
What did you say?
999.
Or 1,000.
And if someone was really rich, you'd say he had one, what, dollars? One?
If say, you'd say to have 1 million, huh?
Okay. Say if you had a line of people, say if you had 11 people in a line, the number 11 man would be the 11th man. In front of him would be the
12th man.
Or the number 1 man would be the
Head man.
Or the
The number 1 would be a head, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he wouldn't be the 11th.
He'd be the number 1. Head man. Be the 12th man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who would be behind the first man?
Who'd be behind what?
Who'd be behind the first man?
The second one.
Okay, and behind him would be
the third.
Keep going.
And the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Well, behind the third man would be the
fourth man.
And behind him?
Would be the fifth man.
And behind him?
Be the sixth.
And behind the sixth?
Be the seventh.
And behind the seventh?
Be the eighth. And behind him be the ninth. Behind him be the tenth.
Okay. And could you name the months of the year?
The months, yeah. January and February and March, April, May, June, July and August, September and October, November and December.
And the days of the week?
And the date of the week.
The days of the
week. The days of the week. Well, it would be, you know, of course, what I can't, well, I'll just go ahead, Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I can't understand here got me kind of puzzled, but of course, like I tell you, I don't have no education. Now, the calendars, on the calendar, Sunday's the first day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Well, and they call Sunday the seventh day. Look to me like Saturday'd be the seventh day, because when you count from Sunday on to Saturday, that uh-huh. makes Saturday the seventh day, but we keep Sunday for the seventh day.
Uh-huh.
Well, how'd they get that now?
I don't know.
That's what I've been done about all the time, you see. They call, uh-huh. well, Sunday, we call that the seventh day, don't we? You
uh-huh.
said, and I think they said the Bible said keep the seventh day
uh-huh.
holy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, according to the calendar, Saturday's the seventh day. Seventh day Adventist keeps Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a foreman. His wife won't wash, cook, or nothing on Saturday, mm-hmm. but she'll work on Sunday. Seventh day Adventist.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the early part of the day?
The early part.
Uh-huh.
Morning.
Uh-huh. How long does morning last?
Till noon.
And then?
Middle of the day.
Uh-huh.
And after dinner, it's called evening.
Uh-huh. If you meet someone during the early part of the day, you'd tell them?
Good morning.
What about if you were leaving somebody around 11 o'clock? What would you say when you were leaving?
Well, I guess you'd tell them good morning, because it'd still be morning till 12, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say good day?
Yeah, you could say good day.
When would you say that?
After 12 o'clock, about uh-huh. 12 o'clock.
What about if you're leaving somebody after dark, you'd tell them?
Good night.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun
was up. It was rose.
Uh-huh. Or, at 6 o'clock exactly, the sun did what?
Sun was up.
Or, talking about it rising, you'd say at 6 o'clock the sun
done rose, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to get up and